Rossini's William Tell Overture is one of the most familiar pieces in all of music, but the passage we're hearing is not exactly the way Rossini wrote it. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz explains what makes it different.
When Rossini wrote the William Tell Overture, he used a full orchestra, but in the excerpt we just heard, the instruments are only winds. Stephen Richman and his excellent Harmonie Ensemble New York devote their new album to transcriptions of opera overtures for wind band, transcriptions all made at the time the music was first written. Since there were no recordings at the time of Beethoven and Rossini, and not everyone could afford to attend a performance or lived in a city with a concert hall, one way music got to be known was through transcriptions. Orchestral music might be reduced to one or two pianos so people could play symphonies for themselves at home. A complete opera might be performed in transcription even before the opera opened. Many of these transcriptions were made for a small wind band called a harmonie. It usually consisted of pairs of oboes, clarinets, bassoons, and horns, with either a string bass or contrabassoon. Aristocrats who could not afford a full orchestra might subsidize their own harmonies. Here's Mozart's own transcription of the overture to his opera, The Abduction from the Seraglio. It sounds like one of his elegant minor key wind serenades. Some transcribers got to be quite successful. Besides Mozart himself, this album includes the work of Wenzel Sedlak and Karl Flachs. It's fascinating to see how clever these 18th and 19th century arrangers were at creating the impression of a full orchestral sound, even strings, through their use of wind instruments. And when they're played as well as they are here, the humor, the romance, and the solemnity of the originals are still present. But what makes these transcriptions most worth listening to is the charm of their own sonorities. The smaller number of instruments allows a freer play of wit. So even grand, ambitious works like the overtures to Rossini's Semiramide or Beethoven's Fidelio, though reduced in scope, have an appealing intimacy. They remind us how thoroughly what we now call concert music was once a part of everyday life.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music critic for the Boston Phoenix and author of the collection of poems Goodnight, Gracie. He reviewed Overture featuring the Harmonie Ensemble of New York.